99.9 FM KISW, Free Ballin', the song that was suggested by dozens of listeners over 10 years, or however long that song's been out. I think it's about 10 years.
About that.
And I got each day I get a letter from somebody saying, hey, I remember suggesting that song.
What do I get?
No, they're nice about it.
Good, 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 good.
Anyway, thanks to all of you, because really it was a kind of a deal where everybody voted on it, and we ended up deciding to do it. Coming up in just a little bit, April's Playboy Playmate of the Month. Beautiful young gal. She caught the boss's eye, and Brandi Roderick is now Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. Plus, Hugh has a pair of twins. That's the official statement, right? That he has three.
I haven't seen, like, a press release on this or anything, but that's what my sources tell me.
He's very open about the relationship. He has no problem, you know, cuddling up to all of them and letting everybody else know that these are his girls and he's not messing with anybody else right now every time they get together.
If I'm Hef is going to be 74 on April 9th, so he's 74. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing maybe Hef doesn't even ride the pony anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking he's...
If any man has ever benefited from the
research... See, now you're buying into the mystique.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm thinking these are show gals to hang around Hef to create the illusion that he's still getting, a good
trimmed.
Ride. Yeah.
It's hard to say, but at 74, I just hope that the option is there. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but I do too, but like once a week maybe, or a month... Once a year.
Maybe Hef needs all three of them to get aroused.
You know, I've heard that said about some people in show business that are used to being fawned over, that eventually their threshold gets to be so much that they need lots of things, lot more than the average guy would.
Ordinary stimuli no longer effective.
Or we're being told to be friendly and respectful.
Of course, well, of course.
Yeah. Of course, Brian, Mike, it's us. What are you talking about?
I plan to be in full awe of Miss April.
Mike says, I'm sorry, I forgot about that policy. You instituted it yesterday, didn't you?
Right. It's new.
Okay, Brandi is up, should be on shortly. Stats about her. She was born in 1970. Hugh is 74. She was born in 74.
Strange coincidence.
74, 84, 94. She's 26. She's 35, 24, 34. 5'7" tall. Her weight is 117.
Skinny.
That's perfect. Her turn-ons, taking in a good movie while spending time with loved ones, and her beautiful puppy who is named Mercedes.
Hint, hint.
What's her? If she has a name for a car, what is it like? Spot?
Fido.
Her turnoffs: negative people who are unkind and have no respect for others. All right, we'll be nice, Mike. Her passions: traveling, acting, and doing charity work. Oh, that's nice. And her role models: she looks up to Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, good call.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts, women who touch so many lives, including my own, with their talent. But above all, I look up to my mom and dad, who've touched my life with their love and support. They are the wind beneath my wings.
That's beautiful. It's hard to have dirty thoughts about a girl when she's talking how nice
she's singing
mom
wind
was.
Beneath my wings. Yeah. And you're looking at it going, man.
When my
head between your wings.
Little girl gets that age, though, I might have a hard time if she's dating somebody older than me. I mean,
she was dating a 74-year-old,
yeah, her dad is probably not as old as Mr. Hefner.
So you're saying that would be harder for you than the spread in Playboy,
right?
For your daughter?
Yeah, I mean, she's getting paid a ton of money to do that. I imagine my daughter will probably have a good body if she really wants to show it off for lots of money. That would be okay. But dating a 74-year-old guy, that seems a little odd.
Joe has posed for naked pictures himself, so it would make sense that he'd understand.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah.